Hey everybody, and welcome to another Torn It Up interview. And as always, I am so appreciative of the artists that take out their valuable time to speak with us here on the show. Now, this is someone I've come across pretty recently, and I'm in a very lucky position in this show because I get sent oodles and oodles of music each and every week. And you know, now and again you get something and you just have a wow moment, say, wow, what's this? And that's what happened when I first heard the music of blues rock sensation Gemini Dragon. And so much so that I contacted Christian Simeone, who looks after her affairs. We had a bit of a conversation and one thing led to another. And now I have the one and the only, the incredible Miss Gemini Dragon on the phone with me for the Torn It Up interview. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Doing excellent.
Tell me something. Well, can I call you Jessica? How did all this start? Was there music in your family, or you know, how did you get started on the road to music?
Well, I know it's cliche to say this, but I grew up singing in a church, like my aunts and uncles either sing or they play an instrument. My grandfather sang, played the instrument, played the guitar, and my uncle currently plays the organ at our church, our local church. So yes, I grew up in a musical family. That's my mother's side. My dad's side, same thing, sing, or just were lovers of music, you know. So that's the start, the foundation of it, you know.
Yeah, and you would have sang, of course, in the local church choir and all of that. But at what point did you be seriously become involved in, say, performing music, getting a band together? When did that happen, Gemini?
That actually didn't happen until I was in college. I grew up thinking I couldn't sing, you know. Someone told me something once, because I don't have the typical female voice as far as the makeup of my voice, you know, where my register lies on a scale. So when I was in college, I was just singing to myself, waiting in line to go somewhere. I don't remember where. And a girl heard me singing and asked if I would join her girl group. Now, this was the time when Beyonce and Destiny's Child and all that kind of stuff was what was popular. So, that's when the thought of wanting to do this professionally first came to play. So I did that. We tried to get a little group together. Did a few little TV appearances, local appearances. And then after that, I just started writing my own stuff and doing open mic nights, that kind of thing. I eventually picked up the guitar a little bit just so I can, you know, be able to play and sing along to my little songs that I've written. I think that's a typical story. I stepped away from it for a few years, got married, had some children, came back to it, was in a few cover bands. And then Christian saw a video of me singing online and asked if I would do some background vocals. And then it just eventually developed into what it is today.
Yeah, and I mean, in the early days, Jessica, did you perform as Jessica Harper, or what time did Gemini Dragon get born, or when did that happen?
So Gemini Dragon started with this current project. When I was younger, I went by the name of just Gemini. But whenever Christian and I started working together, we kind of, you know, thought we needed a cool name, and I was already going by Gemini, and I love mythology and that kind of thing, and I love dragons and stuff, so we just decided to put that together. Thought it would sound cool.
It does. It sounds very cool. And I'll tell you something else too, having listened to your music. You are a blues artist, but there's a huge amount of energy in it. There's a huge amount of rock and roll in it. It's very powerful. The lyrics are powerful, But it's I wouldn't. Yes, you're blues, but you're blues with a kick. And I love that about you, that you're just that little bit different. There's lots of blues artists there, but they don't have the oomph that you have. And Fighting Fire with Fire is simply a fantastic album. I've listened to it from start to finish many times now, and I really love it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's what we're going for. We're going for that blues on steroids. So that's what we're trying to put out there, you know.
And you know, whoever said that you couldn't sing, I tell you one thing, all I have to do is listen to that album now and realise that's far from the truth. But I think too, look, you know, the lyrics are very good as well. And that's, you know, in any song, you know, Gemini, if you want to identify with people and what they're going through in their lives, certainly lyrics have a very important part to play in that. Yes, the music's important. It absolutely is. If the music's lame or it doesn't connect with the lyrics. But when you get the connection of both, it makes it into something very special.
Yes, I agree. I do agree.
And tell me, so you're the song, you write your own material then, so you don't co-songwrite with anyone else, you write on your own stuff, Gemini.
No, these songs were co-written with Christian.
Ah.
So these songs were co-written, yeah. Christian and I co-wrote these.
Oh, I see. So Christian really has a very big impact on what you're doing career-wise, because in actual fact, if you're co-writing the songs together, that's a huge thing. So he obviously is very creative as well, and I'm sure you're very proud of the work that you've done, because I say the album is a really fine album.
Yes, he is. He doesn't like to be spoken about too much, but he is a extremely talented person. Yes, and I'm extremely happy and blessed that we were able to make the connection that we made to be able to get this music out here. So yes.
Yeah, and things are going pretty good at the minute, Gemini. There's lots of attention being got on the new album and airplay and people talking about what you're doing, I gather, at this stage as well.
It's going well. It's going well. I'm trying to just like soak it all in and, you know, go with the flow of things, but it's going pretty well.
I suppose, look, you know, no more than anyone else out there, you know, the whole thing with COVID and how it affected artists and people like yourself that, you know, would have been playing live gigs and out on the road. It certainly, for a lot of people, put the brakes on things, and you can just see things starting to recover now and people getting out and tours being spoken about and dates being organised. And it's great to see that again, because really, I think most artists, unless you're the super duper famous people that have made their hundreds of millions, but most artists rely and depend on getting out to tour and meeting the fans and playing music and earning some money at the end of the day, because it's not made from album sales anymore. Maybe made a little bit from merch and stuff like that, maybe at the gigs. But I think really the playing live is one of the ways where you actually put bread on the table.
Yes, you are correct. Absolutely.
It's not an easy life either. There's a lot of commitment required, but then again, I suppose those that do put that commitment and effort in, like anything else, you know, they see the fruits of their labour. So you get out what you put into something, and you know, that to me has always been the case, no matter what. So basically at the minute you're busy, you're out there and you're gigging. I've seen you online there where you're playing all over the place. So it's obviously a very good time in your life. You're back playing music again, new album out, and lots to look forward to.
Yes, indeed.
Tell me something. Yes. Who would have been your musical influences when you were growing up? Or would there be any particular person that you would have watched or listened to and said, yeah, I want to do what that person's doing?
I was a bit of an oddball as a child, so I listened to I guess what would be considered older music. So I liked a lot of Jimi Hendrix. I was listening to like Nina Simone and Cream and like Fleetwood Mac, like a lot, like a music all across the spectrum. but a lot of it was like blues based, electrified blues, that kind of stuff coming up. So those are the artists, like, I was like, wow, you know. Now at the time, my mindset wasn't on me being able to do that, but that's who I was drawn to, those types of artists.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you say those names and you talk about Fleetwood Mac and Jimi Hendrix and people like that, it's easy to see then why there is that rock edge to your blues. There is that power and energy to your blues. Like, it is, it's the thing that I like about it. You know, it's hard to put it into words, but it's something that, you know, gets the body, gets the mind moving. It's something to really hit you right between the eyes whenever you sing and play it. So, and that's what music should do. It should move you. It should feed your heart and your soul, particularly your soul. You should feel it, and certainly that's the case with you. And I think, to be honest with you, the sky's the limit. There's no limit to what you can do or achieve. And it looks to me, with Christian there in your life, and, you know, his help and guidance and doing what he's doing, there's very little you can't do. And for me, you know, as a radio presenter, speaking to someone like yourself at this stage in your career, it's really special, because I can see in you a passion, a belief, a light that knows you can do this. And, you know, any business needs people to come along and do it. Needs new faces. We can't have the same faces all the time. We need fresh thinking. We need to be energized, and we need people like you. And certainly, I am delighted to have had the chance to speak with you here on the show and do this torn-up interview, because I know one thing for sure. It won't be the last time we'll be speaking to you on the show, and I can see many, many bright days ahead for the career of Gemini Dragon, because this lady, folks, is going to breathe fire. That's what's going to happen. She's already doing it, and the world is going to hear a lot more about you. That's for sure.
Thank you so much.
Look, on behalf of myself, on behalf of the show producer, Colin Mullen, on behalf of everyone here at Radio Home of Rock, want to say a huge, huge thank you for taking the time to speak with us on the show. We'll certainly be following your career, and look, if there's any new releases or stuff happening, you just contact us straight away, and we'll be there to give you as much support as we possibly can, because it's people like yourself are the lifeblood of the business and keeps it relevant and exciting. So again, I wish you every success, Gemini.
Thank you so much. Thank you
for doing the Toronto interview.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.